This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The long simmering frustrations of LGBTQ students at Duke Divinity School broke into the open last month. Students interrupted Dean Elaine Heath during her annual State of the School address.
Shared knowledge about the
Protesters articulated their demands for better treatment and greater acceptance. The students took aim at administrators and faculty during the demonstration. Ray Gronberg is a higher education reporter for the Herald Sun newspaper. He covered the protest and the fallout at Duke Divinity School and joins us now. Welcome back, Ray.
Good morning, Frank.
Good to have you here. Last month, tell us about the scene, you know, sort of what Dean Heath thinks she's doing.
Well, she's since formed a task force to look into the students' complaints and come up with some recommendations. It's a group of three faculty members and a staff member, all from within the Divinity School, and there's no particular timeline that's been publicly attached to it, but they're going to do some work.
Tell us about the event itself that we just heard this tape from.
The dean was giving her State of the School address at the end of February. One of those semi-ceremonial occasions at the Divinity School, and at any academic unit that that does such a thing. School of Medicine at Duke does as well. With the faculty gathered, and students marched in, and we heard the clip. I mean, that's what they did. There's a YouTube video of the whole thing, and they just preempted the whole thing for about 15 minutes.
And talked about their complaints and their sense. Well, it gave us a sense of what it was that they wanted, some of their demands and some of the frustrations that they suggest have been going on or they felt for quite some time.
Well, they've got some short-term and some medium-term and some long-term demands. The long-term demands affect, touch on issues like faculty hiring, people from
LGBT communities,
to come in, and short term, medium term deals with scholarships, short term deals with the scheduling of a course on queer theology, but really these are just the upfront demands. The bigger picture issue here is that these students are at an institution that's really struggled with this set of issues for decades. Hasn't come up with necessarily a good set of answers yet.
This is a divinity school in Christian theology, nominally an ecumenical school, right, in terms of its training and what kinds of ministers the school trains?
It's a seminary. It's training, it is training ministers. It is training other church personnel. It is affiliated with the United Methodist Church. There are 13 United Methodist seminaries in the United States. Duke Divinity is one of them. However, Duke Divinity is an ecumenical institution. You don't have to be a Methodist to go there. And in point of fact, Methodists are a minority of the students. They're a minority of the faculty. And they are training ministers for and other church personnel for denominations that are fully accepting of gays and lesbians into the ministry.
Not all denominations do, and the students, one of the sort of overarching complaints is a feeling of discomfort that they have within the Divinity School, and that was reflected in yet again one of the protesters last month.
I sit time and time again in classes, sometimes in this very room, with faculty who look like me, whose work in and contribution to this place is consistently undermined by students, by faculty, and by the administration, oftentimes with the sweetest of smiles. Yeah. It is no wonder that I, as a black seminarian, have to justify not only my arguments and theses and papers, but also my very existence.
One of the many Duke Divinity students who spoke at a protest last month, we are talking with reporter Ray Gronberg of the Herald Sun. So, but this didn't start last month. This has been going on for a while.
This has been percolating, if you believe our letter writers, for decades. I mean, we've had one, who was pointing to incidents as far back as 2000 when a former dean of the Divinity School complained about the administration, saying it was okay for people to have same-sex commitment ceremonies in Duke Chapel, which is not important to point out. It's not the chapel is not controlled by the Divinity School. It belongs to Duke University proper in the administrative sense.
And the previous dean also came under fire for his acceptance, or maybe a lack of acceptance, of LGBTQ standards and values.
There was an incident in 2014 with former Dean Richard Hayes where they were having a orientation for their incoming students. Questions were asked about, the issue of acceptance and, the issues surrounding that. And Dean Hayes stood up at one point in the subsequent discussion and essentially cited the Methodist Book of Discipline, which pointed out that if you are a self-avowed practicing homosexual, you cannot be ordained as a Methodist minister.
And again, this gets back to the ecumenical versus Methodist kind of question, both within the Divinity School and at Duke at large. I mean, there is this effort by the Divinity School to promote openness and diversity, multiculturalism. But students are saying, on the one hand, it looks good in the brochure. On the other hand, we don't feel that here. And that was reflected in another complaint at last month's protest.
I'm tired of all of my marginalized identities publicized on your websites, but minimized in these hallways.
One of the Duke Divinity students who spoke at a protest last month at the Duke Divinity School, and we're talking with reporter Ray Gronberg. So tell us again, you talked about a task force in the wake of this that's been impaneled. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's something that Dean Heath announced last week, essentially about a week or so after the protest. And, again, it's three professors and a staff member. The professors are Sujin Pak, Murray Fulkerson, and Douglas Campbell. The staff member is Christine Pasetsky, who's, moved over to Divinity School after a long stretch in the Dean of Students office and, with the university proper. And there to, look around, hear what the complaints are, ponder, work with the dean on a set of recommendations and, an action plan, as they put it.
And now one of the demands is for a queer theory course, a queer theology course. What would that look like? There are courses in this country.
There are courses like that. And, I have to admit that, I'm as at sea as you are and what that would look like. But I think it would, what I've heard very clearly from the students is it would start from the proposition that being gay, lesbian, transgender is acceptable. You're a person, whole and complete, and you can make your way in the world on that basis.
We are talking about a protest and its aftermath at the Duke Divinity School today on The State of Things. My guest is Ray Gronberg. He's a reporter for the Herald Sun. So this is a kind of a bind, and again, as you say, it's an ongoing story for the Divinity School in terms of their way through this. What are some of their options? I should point out, before we were talking about LGBT community, but there are also complaints about racial discrimination.
That's been out there as well, and they're trying to address that. And part of the issue is that as Dean Heath has been addressing the various complaints around diversity, she's been certainly been addressing the whole racial, been trying to address the racial equity complaints that are out there. The question is she handling the LGBT complaints with the same alacrity?
Yeah, and I guess it's much more complicated when you're talking about theology, because various denominations have very clear ideas that, in the case of those denominations, they believe come from God. So it's not the same as a university whose board of directors or board of trustees can weigh these things and vote. Right.
It's interesting because obviously the Divinity School lives within Duke University. It is a unit of Duke University, but whether it is how firmly it is under the control and sway of the university administration is an open question. Every school and major academic unit at Duke University is a power unto itself in some way, shape, or form. Some are more so, and certainly the Divinity School is definitely on the more so end of the spectrum. I mean, it's felt the need to weigh in or its deans have on various university disputes. Again, the question of same-sex commitments in Duke Chapel, the Muslim call to prayer controversy a few years ago.
Yeah, remind us about that one.
Exactly. That was back in 2015, some groups wanted to use the tower of the chapel and have the Muslim call to prayer sounded from the top of the chapel. And that Franklin Graham weighed in on social media to stir up some opposition to that.
But the university had already signaled its approval, right? The university.
It was going ahead. I don't know how. It was a ground up initiative. I don't know if Allen Building had signed off on the thing previously, but Franklin Graham weighed in, focused attention on it, and then Dean Hayes, former Dean Hayes, he also weighed in and made it very clear that from his perspective it wasn't the thing to do, and eventually the university administration just kind of put the kibosh in the whole thing. And
has the university administration weighed in on this controversy?
They have not, to my knowledge. But it's Duke. They could do so very quietly without without anybody not on campus knowing it. So.
Well, if anybody finds out, it'll be you, Ray. Ray Gronberg, a higher education reporter for the Herald Sun newspaper. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Frank.
You can find links to his reporting and links to the YouTube video of the protest at the Duke Divinity School at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, Tony Kushner's epic two-part, seven-hour play, Angels in America, returned to Broadway last month. We'll preview a new book of oral histories about the ascent and legacy of that play. And we'll do it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned.